Seems like yesterday that I was up here helping you to prepare yourself for ordinary time. And I said, use those weeks to come closer to God. And here I am now, preparing you for Lent, which is Wednesday. Today's readings and the past couple weeks is preparing you exactly for that, for Lent. God has given us things that we should be doing during Lent, and things we should be doing during Lent, and really throughout our whole lives. And maybe what I cover with you today will help you with confession. And I'm blessed to have Father Zeta with me every Wednesday. He celebrates Mass at the hospital in Danville, and I'm blessed to be there with him. But he and the other exorcists will tell you one of the greatest defenses against the evil one, the devil, is that you go to confession. Go to confession. It will close the portals that the evil ones can enter if you go to confession. And that's why our priests have this blessed sacrament of reconciliation that you should take up during this period of Lent, especially during Lent. But there are things that God has told us what we should do. One is in the Old Testament called the Shema, which the Jewish people continue to say every day, and you should say it. And I recommend, just as one of the positive things you can do in life, is say this little prayer in the morning when you wake up. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words which I command you today will be upon your heart. Wake up in the morning and say, God, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul. Isn't a great way to start the morning? Something positive. We also have on the other side, the negative side, called the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God, you shall not have strange gods before me. You shall not take the name of the Lord God in vain. Keep holy the Sabbath. Honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, and thou shalt not covet the neighbor's goods. If you have any brochure that tells you about getting ready for confession and penance, those Ten Commandments are where you start, going through them to see if you did any of those things. It's a great tool that God gave us, the Ten Commandments to follow. It's the law of the Lord that we heard in the readings today. And Jesus himself gave us a prayer, and this is a positive one. Jesus commands us to love one another in the Bible, especially here in John 13:34, where he states, a new command I give you, love one another. Simple. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. So as you go through your preparation for confession, that question has to come up in your mind. Do I hate somebody? Do I despise somebody? Do I not love somebody? And if so, then you need to consider that in your soul, what you're doing to yourself. And we just heard 2 weeks ago, again, wonderful standards of living for everybody, not only Catholics, but everybody. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And righteousness here means, in the Bible, the quality of being morally right and just, aligning with God, perfect character, and it is ultimately received through faith in Jesus Christ. And in the Bible, righteousness refers to moral uprightness and conformity to God's standards. You do want to be a righteous person. And blessed are you when they persecute you and revile you and you utter all words against you for me. My brothers and sisters, that's a wonderful standard of how to live your life, following the Beatitudes. So again, review the Beatitudes and say, am I doing this or not? And then we have the Mark Gospel reading today. Very difficult gospel, very hard gospel from Jesus. There are several points here I just want to highlight in the gospel. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So in that you have a responsibility to follow the commandments, but also teach others to do so. So that means you may have to call out your brother and sister if they're not fulfilling the commandments and living a Christian, a holy life. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you'll not enter the kingdom of heaven. So where do you stand in your relationship with God? Are you truly a righteous person? And you have heard it said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. And I think most of us will say, I'm not doing a confession, I never killed anybody. But listen to this, what Jesus said in here. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Angry. Doesn't mean you have to kill, but angry. And your mouth and your words can kill somebody, kill their spirit, kill what they believe in. You don't have to kill physically, but you can kill by your words and your deeds. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, and Raka was a derogatory expression meaning empty-headed, insinuating a person's stupidity and inferiority. And Jesus warned that the use of such a word describes someone who was tormented for murder and deserving of the servant punishment of the law will be answered to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says you fool will be liable to thy fiery Gehenna. So how many times in your life have you looked at somebody and said, boy, they are stupid? Okay. That's what it's saying. How many times have you put down somebody? Maybe in your mind, but maybe actually by your words, you said someone to us stupid. Boy, you're stupid. You think God loves like words? No. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, therefore recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first to reconcile with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly. So if you have any grudge against somebody, let's say you need to go and make amends to that person and say you're sorry. If not, then he's questioning coming up and giving the gifts. And you have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in the heart. That applies to women, being lustful. I had a joke with Bree. I look at a woman, and she said, what are you looking at? And I say, a beautiful creation of God, Bree. That gets me about this far, okay? But this says you shall not lust. Another component that Father Zane will tell you and the other exorcists will tell you, pornography is on the rapid rise today. It is what is causing a lot of evil in the world because you're opening up the portals for the evil ones to enter you through lust, through pornography. It's bad, really bad. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off with your own way. Now, Jesus didn't necessarily mean cut it off, but he's saying if it causes sin, then be very, very careful. And the same thing with your other hand. It is also said, whoever divorces a wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces a wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries and divorces a woman commits adultery. Now that may be confusing to you. I'm an assessor for the tribunal in Harrisburg. There may be people sitting in this out there who have been divorced from the previous spouse. You are still in good standing in the commandments, okay? Because you've not remarried. It's when you don't get the decree of annulment and then get married, that's when you run into trouble. So people can be divorced and still participate in all the sacraments. They haven't broken any commandment. It's just when you remarry without going to the tribunal to get that annulment. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes means yes, and your no means no. Great words. So my brothers and sisters, I hope this will help you to prepare yourself for Lent. And I encourage everyone here, even though it's not mandated that you do it, I encourage everybody here today to go to Father Lise or another priest and have your sins forgiven and feel free because Jesus is all forgiving.